They could possibly have an allergic reaction. They could ingest it. It's really just a dangerous situation.
They make it their business to mind your business. One British city wants to keep jolly old England jolly by banning sad things, and plaques honoring the dead are just too depressing to read. That's what Spelthorne officials told the couple who wanted to place a memorial plaque honoring the death of their daughter in a city park. And reading may be fundamental, but in Leawood, Kansas, so is strict code enforcement.
When this avid reader wanted to share his passion with others through a little free library, he got a dose of civic literacy.
9-year-old Spencer Collins opened a little library to share books with others in the neighborhood, but the city bans buildings that aren't attached to someone's home.
I thought, why not get a rope and attach it to our house in the library?
Nice try, little man, but try thinking inside the box. Because when it comes to reading, there's one book these guys really love. It's called The Rule Book.
We can't ignore it. We can't do that.
But this time we mess with Texas, where a school district has banned sunscreen.
It just doesn't make sense.
Parent Christy Riggs is upset. Her 10-year-old daughter went on a school field trip recently and came back sunburned.
Turns out officials in San Antonio's Northeast Independent School District confiscated sunscreen from a 10-year-old student who brought it along on a field trip. Why?
Sunscreen is a toxic substance, and we simply cannot allow toxic things to be in our schools.
Riggs says skin cancer runs in her family, and her father recently died from it. And sure, cancer is bad, but imagine what could happen if kids were allowed to bring sunscreen to school.
Could possibly have an allergic reaction. They could ingest it. It's really just a dangerous situation.
Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.